Republican Representative Cindy Acree of Aurora is one of those lawmakers. Many factors contributed to her loss, including a more heavily Democratic district. But she says her views and vote against civil unions did play a role. Still, she says she has no regrets.
I stand by my vote. I voted my district. And at the time, my district is very conservative.
The gay rights group Fight Back Colorado poured about $200,000 into defeating Acree in her race and two other close House races.
Our mission was pretty single-focused, and we were really successful.
Roger Sherman heads Fight Back Colorado, which formed a few months before the election.
You know, this is something that we've worked real hard on. We had a great base of support here, and we also had people that were concerned around the country that helped.
During the last session, a civil unions measure had enough votes to pass the Republican-controlled House, but GOP leaders filibustered and ultimately killed the bill. Republican Mario Nicholas is with the group Coloradans for Freedom. He says Republican House leaders made a mistake.
A lot of activists became very energized, and so they were very motivated.
Nicholas says the failure of civil unions also shows the shortcomings of his party.
It needs to be a more caring party. It needs to be a party that is more willing to accept and understand truly human issues. Republicans are very good at logic, number crunching, and taxes and fiscal issues, but they need to humanize themselves. This was one of those areas they can do that.
Republican Representative J. Paul Brown of Ignacio narrowly lost his House seat in last week's election. Brown says he had no idea he was being targeted for his stance against civil unions.
You know, I really didn't know that that money was in the race until maybe a week before the election, maybe even less than that.
Now that Democrats control both legislative chambers, they say they plan to pass civil unions in 2013.
I think we're seeing a huge shift in this country on LGBT issues.
Newly elected Speaker of the House, Mark Ferrandino, sponsored the civil unions measure during the last session.
The leadership of the House was behind the times. The majority of the House was with the times. This coming session, we'll be able to show that Colorado is the state that is about equality, not the hate state.
The November election also doubled the number of openly gay lawmakers serving at the State House, and Ferrandino will become Colorado's first openly gay speaker. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.